This is a call from Hawaii. From Hawaii's sunny shore, under the great banyan tree at the Moana Hotel, facing the famed beach of Waikiki, we send the music of the islands. Hawaiian music by Hawaiians
from Hawaii.
And visitors by the hundreds are joined with our own townspeople and Hawaiians from neighboring islands to join us as our music goes to the mainland. We say aloha as Hawaii calls. Now your host at Waikiki, Webley Edwards.
This being the last day of the year 1949, the time when it's the tradition to say Happy New Year, let's say it as it's said in Hawaiian. Hauʻoli makahiki ho. Here's a bright Hawaiian song from Hawaii that goes with it. We are hauʻoli. This last broadcast of 1945-49 of Hawaii Calls will be of all these songs that have been top favorites with us during the year. And here first is Alfred Apaka to sing I Will Remember You from Hawaii.
Please be waiting there for me.
gone through. Your lovely voice will come to me, even though I'm spread across the mighty ocean, crying, have I never, when I come back again. Darling, far across the sea, please be waiting there for me.
Certainly a top favorite in 1949 on Hawaii Calls was the man with the big hat, Papali. Andy Bright, the Hawaiian cowboy.
San Francisco by the Golden Gate. Hawaiian cowboy. San Francisco by the Golden Gate. Aloha, Hawaiian cowboy.
The greatest receptions ever accorded the big liner Lurline was when Clark Gable and his bride arrived this week to spend their honeymoon in the island. After the first tumultuous welcome, Hawaii went back to its customary treatment of celebrities, that of accepting them as good regular people, come and go as they pleased without being bothered. That's what they're doing. I asked Clark Gable if he'd come to Hawaii Calls for a moment, but contract commitments prevent, he said. But he did say this: tell them, for me, this is a wonderful land. If there's anywhere else on earth for spending a perfect honeymoon, I never heard of it. Well, of the big stack of Hawaiian records the Gables quickly acquired, they've already worn out Ke Kali Ne'iau, their favorite. Just by coincidence, Ke Kali Ne'iau is the famed Hawaiian wedding song. George Kainapau of the Clear High Voice has come over from the Royal to join the Hawaii Calls singers in honoring the Clark Gables with the song. From Hawaii, Ke Kali Ne'iau.
Oh.
Another of our 1949 favorites on Hawaii calls is the hukilau. The words are in haole, in English that is, so the song tells its own story as it goes. From Hawaii, the hukilau. Of Maui has a fine custom of selecting one of its most beauteous, gracious young ladies to bear the princess-like title of Miss Aloha Maui for a full year and to receive royally all visitors to that island. She's over from that neighboring island today because she's a fine hula dancer. But first, she brings a greeting to the mainland.
I bring a greeting to the mainland from all the people of Maui. Aloha.
Oh, thank you. What goes with that? As Al's boys play for the mainland, will you do a short hula for all the people here at Waikiki, particularly for that big group of Stanford University players there and for the Hamline basketball boys from St. Paul?
Yes, I'll do it.
David Cayley's steel guitar sounds a melody as well loved here in the Hawaiian Islands as it is in many another part of the world. We blend through a microphone at beachside the actual voice of the waves of Waikiki. This is our time for remembering friends we've met here in the islands. A thought, too, for our own people who are away. Hundreds of mainland visitors with us beneath the old banyan tree, here beside the sea at Waikiki, they're thinking of someone back at home. All of us wish you were here with us in Hawaii this fine day.
music of the islands from the islands, and each week a warm greeting to the mainland from the friendly people of Hawaii. Along with our greeting to everybody, there are some states with birthdays this week. To Georgia, fourth state of the nation, in its infancy, January 2nd, 1788. Utah, January 4th, 1896. New Mexico, January 6th, 1912. To these states, and to all the people everywhere, the people of Hawaii say, Aloha.
Come over and see it sometime. This week we're singing the songs that have been among the top favorites on Hawaii Calls during 1949. What should turn up as usual but Sweet Leilani? So we call on our small lady with the big voice, Haleloki Kau Olapua, and George Kainapau of the high, clear voice, and our Hawaiian singers descended from Hawaii, Sweet Leilani.
Leilani, O heavenly flower, nature fashioned roses, kisses you.
Rhythm with thumping drums, Simeon and Al singing Surf Riders, Away to Arenka, Polynesian Yearbie song from Hawaii. Someday out here in Hawaii, you'll stand as a big trans-Pacific plane waits to take off, or the serpentine paper streams down the side of a big white ship. And I'll bet you 10 to 1, you'll have tears if you hear Alfred Apaka sing Farewell Malahini like this. Calls has come for the Banyan Lanai of the Moana Hotel on the beach at Waikiki. Music directed by Al Taylor Hopperi. Program produced and narrated by Webby Edwards. Jim Wall speaking, and here's Webb again.
Voices of the people of Hawaii speak to you now.
Aloha,
aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha, aloha. This broadcast was sent from Waikiki Beach at the Moana Hotel through facilities provided by KHON of Honolulu and by shortwave to the mainland. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.